might have influenced your speech. But your parents on both sides, then both of your parents' families are from both your grandparents were from Griffin or Macon.
Well, my parents were from Macon and Griffin, but her family lived in Macon.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Her father was temporarily in Griffin.
I see. Okay. Now, we'll start out with just some numbers. If you just start counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And the number after 19.
20.
And after 26.
27.
And the number after 29.
30.
And after 39.
40.
And after 69.
70.
And after 99.
100.
And after 999.
1,000.
Now, if there's seven men walking along in a line, the last man would be the seventh man. The name of the man right in front of him, he would be the
sixth.
And then the
fifth.
And then the
fourth, third, second, first.
Okay. Now, if something happens suddenly, you might say that happened
quickly.
Yes. Or all. It started to rain. It had been a clear day, but all
of a sudden.
Yeah. Okay. Would you say that whole thing?
All of a sudden.
Okay. And if you've done something only one time or been someplace, you say, well, I've only been there
once.
Yes. Would you ever use the expression all at once?
Yes.
Is that at all?
Yes.
Would you say that?
I would use all at once.
Yes. And if two times as good as something else, you might say that's
twice.
Sure. And the first month of the year is
January,
then
February,
then March,
April.
Okay. And the day of the week, today is?
Thursday.
Yesterday was?
Wednesday.
The day before that?
Tuesday.
Tomorrow will be Friday, and the next day is?
Saturday.
Right. How would you greet a person at this time of day?
Good morning.
Until what time?
Noon.
And then?
But I still might say good morning after me.
Okay. What do you call the part of the day before supper?
Afternoon or early evening.
How early in the day might you use the term evening?
Around 6 o'clock.
Okay. You never use evening. You'd never say, for example, 4 o'clock in the evening, or might you?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Or 5 o'clock in the evening.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I've heard it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you ever use the expression good day?
No.
What would you say to someone when parting at night?
Good night.
Okay. Do you ever use that in meeting? In meeting someone
no.
at night, you've never
no.
Never said. If you're talking about the time, you're talking about the sun, and you started work, or someone started work before the sun appeared, you might say, I started work before
day,
or before
sunrise.
All right, and I worked until late, until it became dark. I worked until
evening,
or sun
down.
Okay. And I say, what time did the sun rise? And you say, the sun
rose.
Okay. And if Thursday is today, Wednesday was
yesterday.
And Friday will be
tomorrow.